And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week,
but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one.
Yeah,
that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast.
Oh,
the podcast.
Yeah, the podcast, baby.
Big D and Bubba's podcast, the podcast,
the podcast.
The podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast.
Oh, yeah. The podcast this week sponsored by LifeLock. No one can prevent all identity theft. LifeLock. Here, we're gonna explain that in a minute. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. We get that. But LifeLock Ultimate Plus provides the most comprehensive identity theft protection on planet Earth. Go to LifeLock.com and use promo code BIGD for 10% off. Again, that's at LifeLock.com, promo code BIGD. For 10% off. So we had a guy call in this past week, and he was like, hey, what's that thing about LifeLock?
LifeLock.
So like, for some reason, every time we mention the word LifeLock, that's been in our head. LifeLock.
LifeLock.
Anyway, now you know.
Now it's in your head. You're welcome.
I want to hear BeJoy do this. Let me say LifeLock.
LifeLock.
It's not bad.
You got to pop that K, though. LifeLock.
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 My bud BeJoy is in here. I'm Bubba. That's Big D. We wanted to have you in because, first of all, you're a cool dude. But on top of it, your story is amazing. I think as Americans or anybody around the globe listening right now to the everybody's heard of the American dream. But you, dude, you're living it, man.
True. I've been blessed to have this life and have this opportunity to do the best things I like and want to do.
When did you come over from India? When did you move to America?
1994.
And what was that for? Was that for school?
Yeah, for higher education. You know, growing up in India, I wanted to be the best. At that time, we didn't have much opportunities, so I decided, hey, to do it big, you have to go to the best place. And at that time, it was America. So I said, that's
what do you mean by
to.
That? At that time, do you think it's changed?
Well, things are static in America for the last 20 years.
You think so?
Yes. The things that attracted me is like big buildings, NASA, space flight.
That's interesting. That's what attracted you?
Yes.
Well, it's sexy. Dude, space flight is sexy. I mean, it is.
Yeah. What about the hot chicks that America has? BJ?
I had to be really careful about that. My parents is like, you got to get stable before you leave the shore, so they made sure that I get married pretty quickly.
Did you listen to, like, this is kind of a weird question, but like to the Beach Boys and like,
yeah,
California Dreaming? And
what was your idea? What was your idea of before you came to America? What was it? What did you think it was going to be?
It was like, you know, we can dream, and if you work hard, you can do it. Everything is done big.
It's not like that in India.
Not at that time. Now it's, things have changed in the last 20 more odd years. So it's, you know, America sets the trend. There's a general saying that when America sneezes, everybody catches a cold in the world. So
I've never heard that ever in my life.
Yeah, we set the trend. Everything that happens here, people are looking for guidance and, you know, to be the leaders so everybody else can, you know.
Why? So now is it different in India where, you know, the big joke is when you call to get customer service in America, it rings to India, and you know, someone
because of outsourcing.
Yeah, and you know, someone's there saying hello. This is, they don't say BeJoy, they say, you know, Tom, and you're like, okay, first off, your name isn't Tom, it's BeJoy. I guess a lot of the is that a big business now? Are a lot of people trying to stay home because they know the work has now come to them?
Yeah, it is a huge business. You would be surprised to know that so many companies, most of the big companies, have their backdoor offices in India, whether they admit it or not. You know, because it's also the time difference. So if you are a business manager, you have some work done, need to be done, you say at 5 o'clock you leave and it's daytime there, and the next morning you come, your work is done. So work is 24 hours.
Oh, wow.
So
I guess I'd never thought about that angle of it. I always knew that whenever, you know, we were dealing with a telemarketer or something like that from that side of the globe, that I'm like, you know, this is somebody calling at 3 a.m. and that kind of stuff. But I guess, you know, if they do work through the night, then, oh, no, it isn't 3 a.m. for
it's
them.
Their day.
It's
Well, no, if it's the day for us, it's like over there, it's like 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then that way, whenever we're done with our day, they're starting tomorrow.
Correct. 10 and a half to 11 and a half hours ahead, depending on where you are in the U.S.
So what is it that you do for a living? What's your trade?
I'm a physician, practicing physician here in Nashville.
Are you a like general kind of guy? Do you do eyeballs, joints?
No, far from it. I am a, you know, majority of my practice is being a lung doctor and a sleep specialist and also an intensive care unit doctor. So I don't cut, but I do manage anything. Everything
you don't
medically.
Have to cut anybody?
No.
Oh, dude, not.
That's why I leave it
see,
to the surgeons.
See, we've never talked about this because we don't really talk a lot of shop, and I'm kind of bummed. I thought you cut up on people.
No, that's not my gift.
You know, you were cool up until just now. Now I'm like, oh, he's just a dude.
I thought you were coming to get something cut off, man.
Yeah,
got this mole I need to get rocked off. So, like sleep studies, you do the whole thing where they like sleep apnea and that kind of thing?
Correct. Yeah. We have a sleep lab and people come and spend the night there and see what you all do at night.
I did that before. Because they were trying to find out if I had sleep apnea. I don't, but they're like, yeah, dude, you just toss around a lot.
Dude, let me tell you something about Bubba. You ever slept with him? I don't think so.
Then we might have a problem.
He can go to sleep like that.
I could do it right now. I could lay on the floor and I'll be asleep in 5 minutes.
And
maybe less.
It's the most fascinating thing. And it's not just like late at night, he's tired. I think he could do it at any hour, any time, any day. Is that just a gift or is there something screwy with him?
That's probably because he's not sleeping enough or he's not having quality sleep.
I do only sleep about 4.5 to 5 hours a night.
Yeah, that's probably not enough. You probably need to sleep a little bit longer. So
I also blame that weight loss or the weight gain on that because they say that if you don't get enough sleep, you get fat. So, you know, maybe that's my problem.
Yeah, it's the more time you're awake, the more you're going to be spending time eating. So
that's right.
Hmm.
So do you can you tell when someone comes in, are they like raccoon eyed? They're like super like totally zombie like and
yes,
you know that they have an issue?
Yeah, society is going on less sleep because people are so busy, you know, they are always on social media, sleep late, wake up early, have to work, you know, there is pressure to work. So the only thing that gets cut down is your amount of hours you sleep. So late bedtime is 12, wake up is 5, so
I used to work with a guy who was a coke addict, and his whole thing was he would stay up for 5-6 days at a time. He's like, man, I just can't miss anything. I don't want to miss anything. If I go to sleep, I don't miss anything. I'm like, dude, you've got to sleep, man. You're killing yourself. No, not, man. You're missing too much, man. I'm like, what? You're crazy.
And then it hits you. Yeah. So it's
he
like
did have a crash. Yes. He's good now. He's clean.
Yeah, sleep deprivation is a...
Is that the same guy who took the machete out and killed the blow-up dolphin?
Yes, he was coked up at the time. He was in Miami, and they were doing this festival or something like that where they were broadcasting live, and they had one of those big inflatable dolphins for the sports station who carried the Miami Dolphins stuff on there, and he was like, for some reason, he was upset at the dolphin because he thought it was antagonizing him some kind of way. So, you know, a lot of radio stations keep things like the weirdest stuff are in the back of radio station vans from weed eaters and things like that because the engineers use it to go work on the transmitter site. So there was a machete in between the seats. And he grabbed the machete. He's like, I'm killing that dolphin. And he runs out there and he starts hacking the dolphin up. And it was like this big inflatable thing at this festival. And he got arrested and all kinds of crazy stuff. He didn't last in Miami after that.
No, he didn't.
Nope.
It's like Johnny Fever kind of story. It's like a WKRP story.
It's that era, man. It is. That was radio back then. Most of the DJs were high all the time.
Yeah. That was crazy, though.
And they all smoked on the air. They all had those big, giant voices because they smoked.
Yeah. So now, B-Joy, that you get into America, do you have much contact with your friends who are still in India?
Yes, we have, of course, all the social media, WhatsApp is there. That goes on 24 hours.
Say it right. So WhatsApp!
I think it came from the commercial a long time ago, about 20 years ago. That's what everybody went on.
Like, what's that?
So the time difference when, you know, you're sleeping, you know, they are awake. And so this thing goes on 24 hours. So So chatting with your friends.
Is that like one of those things, like I have a bad habit of sometimes I'll, if I can't sleep, I keep my phone as an alarm right next to my bed and I'll grab it. And that's the worst thing
to do. That's the wrong thing to
do. It is the worst thing because you get caught up in stuff.
Not only that, the light from the phone. See, we wake up in the morning because of the sunlight. The sunlight, that's why if you have small children and babies, they wake up at the crack of dawn because of the light.
The circadian rhythm?
Yes.
How about that?
Yeah.
Did you say it right?
You got that right.
Look, nice. This is how dark I keep my phone, though.
It's still, but when you press
you
on something.
You still think, like, because it's bright in, at night. It's
yeah,
bright
it
in
is
my bedroom.
Bright, yeah.
But, like, you can't, it looks like it's off.
No, if you go look at something, look at, like, Facebook or internet, that, like, pops up the screen.
Like that?
Yeah.
He's got a filter on his.
I've got a filter, and I've got, like, a little hack that makes it even lower. It's, like, ultra low
Bubba's,
light.
I'm going to tell you something that you may not know about your pal here.
Yeah.
No.
Bubba is neurotic and has trust issues and is a compulsive prepper. So you put all that together when we're in public and, like, say—
Do you know what a prepper is? Somebody who, like—
Prepares
too much.
Yes, I'm
obsessive.
Always yes.
Wants to do it right. That's a trait. That's a good trait.
Yeah.
Yeah. You said obsessive too, but that's not a good trait.
That's part of me.
Anyway, so when we're like on an airplane or you're sitting next to someone, well, he doesn't want someone to like look on his screen, so he put a filter so that when
you're looking
straight
at
it, you can
see
it.
Yeah. But if you turn it, it looks like it's off.
You turn it, there's an angle to where, no. So if someone's next to you and they look over, they don't, all they see is a blank screen.
I don't want them watching my movie.
Yeah. See what I mean? Like, oh my goodness, they're going to see you watching Shrek or something? Oh my goodness.
That's another business. I think that's the problem with everybody nowadays. We all get up in everybody's business, and the bottom line is stay out of it.
Business. We're drowning in too much information, but yet we are not doing anything that practical with that information we have.
Yeah, we absorb all this info and none of it matters.
No. Yeah, all we're doing is using that info that comes in and it's videos of the fat kid who gets hit in the face by a swing.
Look, it's a cat and a bird and they're snuggling. Aww.
And then we spend all our time doing the dumbest junk while I feel like everyone else in the world is fighting and clawing and getting stronger while we're just getting fatter and fatter and
comfortable
and comfortable and apathetic.
But human beings are wired for person-to-person communication, talk, touch, the basic things, not just being indulgent in the phone or the social media. That's what the problem. It robs away our imagination and creativity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was tweeting.
What's the movie? It's based in India. Well, the guy who goes on the game show.
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Was that the name of the
Slumdog Millionaire?
Slumdog Millionaire.
Correct.
Is that really what life is like over there?
You know, it's a movie. It has to sell. This part of it is true. Part of it is, you know, fiction. They have to sell.
So. Oh, are there open sewers?
True. Yes.
Wow. Why?
Are there little kids?
Why are there open sewers there?
Because everything floods out. The you know, underground system like this. Drainage system we have, it's not there. When it rains, it's going to flood. They lay roads all the time, but you know, when there's too much flooding, it lifts up everything up. So here comes the sewage too.
Oh wow!
I mean, come on, man.
Yeah, but we flood here.
I mean, they can figure that out.
I think we are. I think it's being done now. People are paying attention to all these things, and things that, I mean, the last 20 years, it's become, people are trying.
Does India struggle with some of the same things like we have here? Like, America is very divided right now, whether it's along racial lines or political lines and all that kind of stuff. Is that kind of thing going on there, or is everybody still like, hey, we're all Indians and ta-da,
no,
kumbaya?
Yeah. The problems in different parts of the world are totally different. The problems in other parts of the world is having less. Problems in America is most of the problems are having more or too much.
So you think we're having
too much stuff. That's the problem. What we do with too much stuff.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So we have too much, right, and everybody else has
too little. And so they think about how can I get through today for tomorrow? So the big problems are not there. Everybody's thinking about just today and they don't get caught into things. And there is great energy and positivity there. People are optimistic, they're eager for tomorrow, working hard today, and that's not much, you know, worry about unnecessary things.
Do they care about the Kardashians there?
No.
What about the cat video? Have you seen this cat video? It's snuggling with the bird. Have you seen that?
Oh yeah, and at the end it licks it, and you want to you're praying that it eats it. You're like, oh, get it, get it. Ah,
no time for that. You know,
really,
you got to
find your next meal.
Yeah, you got to get to point A to point B.
How is the poverty levels? Like, obviously we know, like Big D talked about it, the open sewers and all that. But how is it? Like here, you have like our poor in America have the option of getting help if they want to. Like homeless, most people in America who are home, I say most, I don't want anybody coming at me going crazy. Most homeless in America are people who choose to be homeless for one reason or another. Because we can straighten our lives up. You can go to a church, any church, and say, hey, look, help me out.
There are shelters in almost every city.
There's people who will help if you really want that kind of stuff. Is that the same situation there? Or
no, it's totally different. I mean, poverty is so huge in all developing countries. When the population is more, if you take a percentage of population who are poor, they're really, really poor. I mean, they cannot, they're stuck. It's hard to get out of it. So real poverty is in, the developing countries. I mean, I tell people, what is it, the other world, other parts of the world? I tell, just go take a mission trip and open your eyes and see. Only then you'll know the difference of problems and what are your priorities. Mm-hmm. The next meal, food is expensive. That's why you can see a person and say he's poor because he's skinny. So that's not true in America. See, because you can get a big fatty meal for 99 cents.
Right.
While food is so expensive. So you can judge a person by the looks to see what socioeconomic class you're from most of the time.
Wow. Yeah. So it's kind of like in the old days where the tribes used to say, oh, like if a group of explorers showed up, they would go, oh, well, the fat one's the king.
True.
And that's how it was. So whoever is the most best fed usually is the most...
There's always an exception to the rules, but most of the time. So people are just looking for, how can I get a next meal? That's...
Wow.
They are looking forward to it. If you get an opportunity, they run with it. That's why... Even if you call, the job is done. You might have problems with an accent, but you spend time with them. If you believe they will get it done, you will be, satisfied at the end of the day. But you might have a little problem understanding initially. You get over the name, Tom and Harry's name. And all that.
Oh, wait, that's not their name?
No, they just want to be as friendly as possible, like everybody tries to.
Do they get annoyed at Americans who get annoyed because they can't understand them? Like, over here, it's very commonplace to where you see someone complain about, I tried to call the cable company, and next thing you know, I'm talking to somebody in India.
It's called customer service. They are here. They are there to please you. I mean, so they will go any extent to help you out. But you just have to get through the first few minutes and first understand and try to listen. When we want instant, instant success, instant fix of the problem, but you just have to, you're crossing over thousands of miles in a totally different culture.
Right.
You just be patient.
But I was going to say, I think they would probably, for the most part, think Americans are jerks because we really are. We're like, hey, fix it now. I want somebody who I can, give me somebody who speaks American, that kind of thing. I would think that they have a certain view of us that is not really a good view.
But on the contrary, the guy who's answering your phone is probably more educated than...
the person going, fix my problem.
Correct. Yeah. He probably has a couple of, degrees. It's actually a privilege to work in these centers. There's so much screen. You have to prove yourself to do that. So, they probably are more educated than most people who call from here. So.
Wow.
Well, it would be if I called. I know that. I get aggravated because they go on the script, and I can't get them out of script mode to talk to me as in person mode. Uh-huh. I need you just to put the thing away and help me just talk to me.
Cut to the chase.
Don't read, just talk.
Yeah.
That's what bothers me. But
that's with anything. That's the same with American call centers,
absolutely,
too.
Absolutely.
I mean, they get on a script and they won't get off.
Yeah. You have any questions for us about big fat Americans who get on Facebook too much?
No. I mean, every part of the world, the problems are different. You just have to find the solution to that problem that exists in each part of the world. So,
are there guys, are there the Indian versions of he and I in your country?
Yeah. Like redneck,
like
blue
friends
collar.
That you have that we remind you of?
What is here is there after 5 years, 5 to 10 years, maybe now after a year. So whatever the trends are here, I remember wearing... you know, bell bottoms in the 80s. There was
So it was later. You catch instead of the 70s, it caught up over there in the 80s.
Correct. You know, the long hippie hair was in the 80s. So, you know, whatever. But now it's, you know, before it was like 10, 15 years. Now it's probably a couple of years. So all the trends.
I would think it's even closer now with social media and everybody on YouTube and everything like that. They know what's going on. Yeah. That's crazy, man.
I bet if you check your Facebook, some of your Indian friends are sharing that video of the cat and the bird.
I've not seen that, but I'm looking forward to seeing that.
There's just like 500,000 of those.
He's cute, Bob. I like him.
Yeah. What? Oh, the bird or the cat?
No,
or
him.
B-Joy. Oh, B-Joy's awesome, man.
No, thank you. I mean, you know, life is a big, we're all connected. If you can just understand that philosophy and, you know, just think for a second, you know, we are all creations of God. So we're all unique in something. Once you see that in another person, I think you can be a better person starting now.
You were talking about the mission trips a minute ago, and you guys, you and your wife went on one recently. Hi, Dottie. She's in the other room. You guys went on a mission trip to Haiti, and there was this one little girl that popped up in a couple pictures, and I'm like, they are coming back with a little girl. I thought you guys were going to bring this girl back here.
I think the rules are so stiff from Haiti to adopt because of you know, some past wrongdoing. So that country doesn't want to send kids. It's hard. It's like a 3 to 5 year process. So it's hard to
compare Haiti to the poverty in India or even the poverty here in America. Where is that at?
I think Haiti is, you know, I mean, it's really, really, really bad.
Is it worse?
Oh, it's much more worse than India because India is growing and, you know, there's poverty only in certain areas. You can see one area poverty, then five star, and there is a mixture. So Haiti was like from point A to point B. I didn't see. It was like
any change whatsoever. It was just, everybody's poor.
Oh, man. It's just, I mean.
Well, they don't have, you know, and I really believe this, that goes back to a socioeconomic and industrial correlation to what we have here. America has gone from being the producers to the consumers, and I really feel that we're putting ourselves in a scary place. You know, we don't make all the widgets anymore. We outsource all the widgets to whatever country, whether it's China or India or Sri Lanka or whatever. And I think we're getting away from that core that really built us and made us great.
Yeah, I mean, I can speak to that. When I was growing up, those products made in the USA was so much in demand because these things don't break. You can be rough and tough with it. So that, you know, I mean, I wanted to own products that was made in the USA. I come here, it's all made in China.
Yeah.
So
It all breaks all the time.
But
it's all disposable. We go, oh, it broke. Okay, go get another one.
Correct. You know, it's too expensive to fix it. And, you know, so, I mean, things have gotten changed with you know, the production and the cost of making, you know, so.
Well, that's what I was going to say. In Haiti, they don't make anything. I think they have a little small textile industry, and that's really about it.
Yeah, I mean, the power is, so I was talking to the folks there and I said, why don't we have an industry here and put the men to work? But they say power, you can't have power. It's too hard to, you know, power goes most of the time. There's no, you know, no other source of power.
Oh, like so, electricity power.
Yeah, electricity goes off. I mean, it's in ration. Most of the time it's off. So that's a major. How can you have an industry or something to manufacture without significant electricity or power? So that's.
And they don't have the money to build up that infrastructure. So they're kind of in a weird little loop of nothing's getting fixed.
Correct. So, I mean, you know, men and women, they are all smart. They could be hardworking. So, but they don't have the opportunity, you know, like we have here.
What is the coolest thing that you've noticed about the U.S. I mean, like, what is your favorite thing? If somebody is in India and they're like, you live in America now. What is, what's the one thing they always say? Is that really the way it is?
I mean, it's the American dream. If you work hard, you can do it. You know, I mean, there's no other country that, you know, things are harder to get to the top. But if you're here, if you have a talent and if you work hard, you can do it. I mean, that's what, you know, strikes me. Of course, we have clean water, which we take it for granted. You know, growing up, I had so much asthma because of the pollution. The day I landed here, my asthma was down by 90%. So free air, clean air and, you know, good water, we take those for, you know, granted. And the greatest thing is the healthcare. I mean, the healthcare in this country is the best. I mean, everybody gets the best care. There's no multiple tiers.
And you're saying that as a doctor as well.
Yes, yes. I mean, even people who don't have nothing, you know, they come to the hospital, they get the best care. You can never imagine getting that care. It's a different tier system. If you have wealthy, you can go to the private hospital in other parts of the world. But if you're poor, you don't. You go to the government hospital, you never get care here.
Are you a fan of where the healthcare system's going now as far as the Obamacare stuff and all the rule changes for you guys?
You know, it's good and bad. It's good that people are having insurance, but it's, you know, from the other side, you know, it doesn't pay that well. You know, but, you know, we are in this profession to do the best. So if I can see somebody because he has insurance, I'm happy that I'm able to provide that care. So it has worked for, you know, a lot of people. I see more people with insurance. So that has helped.
Was that before you weren't seeing as many people with insurance?
Correct.
Wow.
And because if you don't have insurance, people don't get care, you know, the preventative care. So people, you know, you might
get
have,
sick and they just try to ride it out.
Yeah. And then they get really sick. So
it's interesting.
And then, you know, the employers are paying more to have that. So, you know, so yeah. Cost is gone.
Don't we know?
So that's the other side. So, you know, I mean, but we have to take, you know, the good and the bad, such as any, you know, major government policy that's good and bad.
I'm done. I've asked him everything I could possibly ask. I'm out of questions, Bubba.
Okay.
I've learned. I now feel like I need to take more advantage of what we have in America.
Yeah, we do. We take it all for granted, all of it.
I also think I may have a sleep disorder.
I think I'm just going to go flush the toilet a few times and
yeah.
And be like, look at this, clean. Toilet water is clean here. This is great.
Yeah. No, man, it's nice to meet you. Thanks for coming in and doing this. I know this is kind of a different day for you. Do you have patients who are like not sleeping now right now because you should be seeing them?
No. Today is kind of my slow day, so I don't have anything.
Is it a slow day or your day off?
It's a day off because I worked yesterday night.
Oh. So you're not sleeping enough is what you're saying.
That's true.
All right. So thank you again, Bijoy, for coming in. It's interesting. It's always cool to hear about us from another perspective. And it's cool. And we're glad that you came and shared all that.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate your time. And
would you like to sing a song? Would you like to sing a song with us?
Well, no, wait. We got to do one more thing. You got to say it one more time. Say Loflock.
Loflock.
All right. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock. Ultimate Plus provides the most comprehensive identity theft protection. Go to LifeLock.com, LifeLock, and use the promo code BIGD for 10% off. Now we can sing along. Are you ready?
Let's go!
This was the podcast, but now it's over. That's okay. You can listen to the regular show.
He doesn't even know the words.
It's the podcast.
Every day.
It's the podcast.
It was the podcast.
LifeLock. I'm sorry.